Great to have you with us on the Ideas Network. Larry Mueller here, and today we're going to be talking about scammers and crooks. They don't take the holidays off, and Michelle Reinen with us today in the studio to talk about all those ways you can be relieved of your money. And you know, when I think about straight arrows and guys who would never scam anybody, the first person I think about is Chris Molina, and here's Chris in the studio with me, and he's a straight shooter, and he'll be giving you some straight from the heart information about our year end membership drive. Chris, good to see you.
Yeah, good to see you too, Larry.
I tell you what, this is your chance as you listen into the show today to support the programs you count on every day on the Ideas Network. Your gift right now at WPR.org. or at 888-202-2552 is so important as we end this year and we look forward to 2018. And Chris, how'd we do last?
We did pretty good last hour. We heard from 12 new and returning members, so thank you so much for all of those pledges. Right now, we do have a new goal, and exciting news, Larry, we have a dollar-for-dollar match in effect up to $4,500. What a great time to get your pledge in. This generous match is courtesy of 9XM Leadership Circle members, including Dale and Winnie Hutchins from De Pere, and it means that they are putting up their own money, and it means that they're going to match every dollar that you give.
It's their way of encouraging you to join them in supporting Wisconsin Public Radio. So, hey, this is a great chance to double your support for the programs you love. Just give now at WPR.org or at 888-202-2552.
And listener support is key to what we do here. If you're thinking that your tax dollars, federal and state, already supports Wisconsin Public Radio, well, you're right. They do that. And, well, we thank them all for that.
Yeah, and listener support, that's actually the single biggest piece of our operating budget. So you really do make the difference. You make the quality and variety of programs on Wisconsin Public Radio possible. And you know what? Because WPR matters to you, I hope you'll make a personal contribution to pay for these programs you listen to. Just go to WPR.org or phone 888-202-2552.
And it's a cool process, Larry. We're not going to tell you how much you should pay for Wisconsin Public Radio. That is up to you. The beauty of making a voluntary donation is that you decide how much to give. Think about what Larry brings to your life every day. Think about the value that you get from this program day in and day out. Because how much you give isn't as important as the fact that you do give.
Absolutely. And contributing is your choice. You know, you can find out right now about contributing. Just go to WPR.org or phone 888-202-2552. And thinking about new members, often they start with a $10 a month contribution or maybe an on-time gift of $120, a one-time gift. But you know what? You decide the amount that's right for you.
Here at Wisconsin Public Radio, we've been partnering with food banks throughout Wisconsin since 2010 to help those in need. President and CEO of Second Harvest Food Bank, Dan Stein, shares the universal impact of hunger.
In the lines that we see veterans, we see seniors, we see people with physical ailments, we see families. There isn't one category, but the one thing they have in common is they're all struggling.
This drive, when you give $10 or $20 a month, consider asking for a food bank thank you gift. It's your chance to do two good things at once.
I think that's just the coolest idea. Larry Mueller here with Chris Molina. And hey, now's the time. Go to WPR.org or phone 888-202-2552 to make your donation in support of the programs you count on. We're raising the money that keeps WPR and all the programs you enjoy on the air. And again, whether you pledge $10 a month, $100 a month, we appreciate it and we really count on your gift.
And we get it. You're busy. You got a lot of stuff going on every single day, especially around the lunch hour. We know that you value your time and, well, hey, we value your time too. So I promise you, giving to Wisconsin Public Radio is just going to take 2 or 3 minutes of your time. All we need is your name, your contact information, how much you want to give, and how you'd like to pay for it.
Really is quick and easy to do, and your gift helps a lot. So take a few minutes to support the stations you count on at WPR.org or phoning 888-202-2552.
And remember, we have that dollar-for-dollar match in effect right now. This is from generous 9XM Leadership Circle members. It is their way of encouraging you to support Wisconsin Public Radio. So make that pledge of any amount right now, and then get that pledge doubled. How often do you get twice the value for what you pay? It doesn't happen very often. Take advantage of it right now. This is the time to pledge. WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
Do it right now. Go to WPR.org or phone 888-202-2552. And thank you so much if you've already contributed. We're going to talk about some ways you can save some money, or at least not lose money that you perhaps might lose if you don't pay a lot of attention. Michelle Reinen, Director of the Bureau of Consumer Protection with our Wisconsin Department of Agriculture, Trade, and Consumer Protection, our guest today, to talk about consumer scams during the holidays. Oh, my goodness, there are all kinds of things that you need to watch out for. Michelle Reinen, welcome back.
Well, thanks for having me back, Larry.
Great to have you with us. Are you a little concerned when you go start shopping? I mean, you pay attention?
I try to pay a lot of attention. Yes, I do get concerned with the things that I see, whether it be print ads or whether it be online pop-ups with great promotions, social media messaging, all things that you really need to stay on guard about, because those scam artists, they know when people are most vulnerable and when you are also receiving a high volume of advertisements from legitimate retailers. So they just slip their ad in there for those fake products or those really popular products and just hit that sensitivity. And it's just that one wrong link that you could click, and there you could be putting your computer in a vulnerable situation, or just be giving out information that you hadn't intended to, and that could run into that whole identity theft situation or just loss of money. So a lot of things to just doomsday. No, a lot of things to just be real cautious about, and so we can talk through those tips.
Yeah, you know, last night I was watching one of the local television stations, and they were doing a fund drive for raising food, and there I knew this is definitely a good organization, obviously, and they're doing good work. But these year-end gifts to charity, if you're being contacted by charitable organizations, talk a little about that and protecting yourself.
Yeah, you're right. The one that I saw that as well last night, and it is a year after year after year, and it comes up, and you know it's coming, and it's part of your giving plan, and so you're ready to act. But it's the emails that come during the storms and the natural disasters, and then the holidays, because you either want to give to charity as a gift or it's your year-end giving plan. So go directly to the source yourself. Use your information that you've used year after year to communicate and contact the charity. But what we've seen in the last few weeks is a number of phone calls from individuals who are raising money for our community service personnel, firefighters, police, and they say that it's going to that local charity, it's going to that local firefighter department, but yet those communities are putting out press releases saying, we're not doing a fund drive right now. So it's a professional organization that may just give a small percentage of the funds, if any, to that local one. So consumers can check with the Department of Financial Institutions to see if the charity is actually registered to solicit here in Wisconsin. That's one way. And while you're doing that check, you can see how much of the funds actually go to the administration of the charity as opposed to the actual charitable cause. And that's something to consider. But if you're clicking on links from emails that you receive or responding to phone calls that are in that moment in high pressure, you run the risk of handing over your information to not the legitimate charity. The link could put malware on your computer, or you could end up having to hand over your personal information, your credit card number, to someone that you don't want to do.
Well, Vicki in Janesville has something for us. Let's go there. Vicki, hi. Thank you for calling.
Good morning, Larry. Thank you for taking the call. Last night, a call came in. I didn't recognize the number, so I didn't take it. The message did appear. The message was left. I couldn't understand the name. He seemed to have garbled the firm or his name and went on to say that they have attempted to contact me several times and concerning an apparent fraud, which appears to be intentional. Therefore, a lawsuit has been filed with the Canadian government. If I wish more information, he left a number, and it was the same number that appeared on the caller ID.
I would not answer that call. Michelle, I wouldn't call back. Michelle, would you?
No, I would not call back. If there's a lawsuit filed against you,
you're going to get a registered letter or something.
Right.
Well, that's what I thought. I just didn't know if this has been something that's going around or not. I would not call back myself, truly.
Good.
Yeah, as far as it going around, we certainly have heard lots of variations from consumers on the threatening of lawsuits, jail time, warrants for arrest. I haven't heard from consumers yet on the Canadian twist, but that's not unusual to involve a different government entity that would be a bit more challenging to check out because it's not within our United States system, and it would then raise heightened concern. But yeah, you're going to get served if there's a lawsuit that you're a party to.
It's not going to be done by phone.
No,
not
at all.
By a recorded message.
The government doesn't contact you by phone when you have back payments that are due, and the courts don't contact you that way either.
Okay, thank you. Thank you so much for calling, Vicki. Appreciate it. Let's go to Kim and Ladysmith next. Hi, Kim. Thank you for calling.
Hello, Michelle and
Larry.
Anyway, I'm really psyched. I don't know if you guys will believe this, but a certain bank has my charge card. You know, they have a charge card account, and I wanted to borrow from a certain Chase. So that the interest would go down and I could plug away at my charge card, right?
Okay.
So I try to make a payment online on my phone, and I didn't even get a chance to put down the amount, and snap, it took my whole checking account.
Oh.
And then I went to the bank, and we're talking and talking and talking, and we're trying to get that money back fast because there's other things in the mail that might take, you know, money out of the charge, you know, out of my checking account.
Yeah.
So after we finally got that settled, I went back to the bank with this consultant at the bank, and I'm sitting down, and she did it. We tried to get a money amount put down, and it took all the money from the charge card and paid that off, and then all of a sudden it's like, oops, we better, you know, correct that. It just did it. You know what I mean? Like, it did it the first time. It did it with her on the, you know, on her computer and everything. And then, you know, we're trying to quickly, you know, make sure that they correct that. And I'm, you know, there's like money that has been going on that they've taken out because of the high risk and the high interest payment now, you know? And I went on and talked to a manager, and he said that they did not make any mistakes. They didn't make any mistakes by doing that. And they think that it was advantageous to me to keep the money that I borrowed from Chase or something. And I'm like, what? You know? So I don't know. This is... known bank that I'm not even going to mention because it's in my hometown.
Yeah.
So the only thing I think I'm unclear about is the online system that you were using. Is it the bank system or some other third-party vendor or app that you were moving the money with?
It's the Wells Fargo. Wells Fargo app.
It's that system. Okay. So, I mean, a few things I would do here is certainly file a complaint with the Department of Financial Institutions, but you can do that through us and we'll transfer it over if you want. And we're also going to notify the CFPB, the Consumer Protection Financial Bureau, at the national level about a system like that, because there needs to be authorizations for transfer. Yeah. And if you have electronic systems, I mean, there's very increased regulations with electronic banking and protections. And there's just some things that are happening there that I question. And we don't regulate the banking industry, but there's stuff that I don't understand.
So now, what should Kim do?
So, Kim, you can call 1-800-422-7128, and we'll send a complaint form out to you. Or you can go to our website and fill out the complaint there, and just we'll transfer it. But that's datcp.wi.gov, and that's our department initials, Department of Agriculture, Trade, Consumer Protection, .wi.gov.
And please do follow up on that. I'm sure you are interested in following and forwarding that.
Yeah, we want to get that over to those financial regulatory bodies, the Department of Financial Institutions and the National CFPB.
Good luck, Kim. Thank you so much for calling. Michelle Reinen, Director of the Bureau of Consumer Protection with our Wisconsin Department of Ag, Trade, and Consumer Protection. Larry Mueller here. Chris Molina from Wisconsin Public Radio, our own straight shooter, joins us to talk with you about our year-end membership drive. I hope you'll join in and support the programs you rely on for a strong finish to 2017 with your gift at WPR.org or at 888-202-2552. And Chris, one of the things I really like is this dollar-for-dollar match.
I love this, and you called me a straight shooter, Larry, so I'm gonna give it to you straight right here. This is the best time to make your pledge to Wisconsin Public Radio, because with your pledge right now, generous donors from the 9XM Leadership Circle are going to make sure that your pledge is doubled. That match is courtesy of 9XM members Dale and Winnie Hutchins from De Pere. This means that your gift of $50 is going to turn into $100, $100 is going to turn into $200, and so on. So take advantage of this match right now. It is the best time to make your pledge, because your support for WPR programs, it's going to go twice as far. Give right now at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
I was thinking about some of the regular guests that we have on the show. Michelle Reinen is one of them, talking about how you can avoid these scams. Sandy Sawchuk is with us to help us with our pet's health. Scott Craven, happy to speculate on your wildlife sightings. The weather guy, Steve Ackerman and John Martin, and our bird guy, Bill Volker. Lots of great guests.
Lots of great guests. And I've got to tell you, Larry, so this is a different year for me. I bought a home earlier this year, and there were certain shows that, you know, I used to listen to of yours, and I'm like, oh, I don't really know if this applies to me. And then I bought that house, and then every time the home improvement guys are on, I'm like, this is appointment listening for me, because the information that you get on these shows, it's always timely, it's always helpful. And what I like, too, is that there's never any judgment, too. People can call in with questions. You might think, oh, I don't know, this is kind of a silly question. There are no silly questions. If it's a question, people are thinking about it, guests are going to be happy to answer it. You know, you've really come to trust and appreciate guests like the ones Larry mentioned and everyone who appears on the show. And because of that, we're asking you to support this program with your dollars. It's easy. Just go to WPR.org or call 888-202-2552.
And not only do we have that dollar-for-dollar match right now, but during this membership drive, we have a special thank you gift. Ask for one of the food bank gifts. There are options available at $10 or $20 a month.
Your thank you gift will provide meals to a Wisconsin food bank near you. So get started right now with your pledge at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
This is Ira Glass, host of This American Life, here to say happy centennial, Wisconsin Public Radio. It's hard for any nonprofit to stay alive and stay going and keep to a mission and keep relevant. And to have done this for 100 years, it's just an amazing achievement. Congratulations, WPR.
Join our centennial celebration. Give right now at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
Pledge at WPR.org or at 888-202-2552. Larry Mueller here with Chris Molina. Listener support, the single biggest source of funding for our WPR programs. and the ones that you rely on. And that's why your support during this year-end membership drive is really so important. So maybe your gift, $10 a month, $20 a month, whatever amount you choose, that is the right amount.
That's absolutely correct, Larry. And you connect with Wisconsin Public Radio for information, great conversations, entertainment. And 9XM leadership gifts of $100 a month or more are critical in supporting that connection for you and others across the states.
So keep our connection strong to you and all WPR listeners with a leadership gift of $100 a month or more. All you have to do is go to WPR.org or phone 888-202-2552.
And hey, when you're making that pledge, consider signing up for our sustaining member program. As a sustainer, you'll give an amount, say $10 or $15 a month, and that's going to automatically come out of your bank account or your credit card until you tell us to stop. Your monthly gift will continue until you ask us to make a change.
And this means we can depend on you the way you depend on us, day in, day out, year in, year out. You're still in control. You can change your gift giving at any time for sure. So why not become a sustainer right now? All you have to do is go to WPR.org or phone 888-202-2552.
And we do have that dollar-for-dollar match in effect right now, Larry. If you've never made a pledge before, now is the time to do it. We heard from two brand new members to Wisconsin Public Radio so far, people who made their very first pledge, took the important step from becoming a listener to becoming a member, and that is huge. If you're out there, if you're thinking about making that very first pledge of support, now is the time to do it because your support will go twice as far. Make that very first pledge right now at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
If you haven't contributed yet, go to WPR.org or phone 888-202-2552. Next week at this time, John Freiberger will be here to answer your questions about home improvement. Right now, we're taking a look at consumer protection issues, avoiding scams, and all those things that happened during the holidays with Michelle Reinen, Director of the Bureau of Consumer Protection. Great to have her along. Hey, there's open lines. Give a call at 1-800-642-1234. Email us at ideas@wpr.org or post on our Facebook page. Miranda on Facebook wonders, do you have any information on the student loan calls that are happening? They're calling constantly to talk, about getting these loans and so forth. And they want to get off the call list. How do you stop those calls?
So there are two things to consider here. There's legitimate solicitors that would follow a do not call list law. And then there's the scam artists that disregard those laws. And if Miranda's on the do not call list, then she can be confident that the phone calls that she's receiving are pretty
bogus.
Confident are bogus. So one way to minimize those is to just not answer the phone. And if you do answer, hang up as soon as you recognize the call is a fraudulent call, a scam artist, and don't hit any buttons or anything like that. We've talked in past shows, there's many call blockers out there to minimize, many apps that, Larry, you have one on your phone that
you
use.
Sandy Chalmers recommended Hiya.
Yeah,
and I've got that one, and it works great.
And then there's Nomo Robo if you have voice over internet phone line that you can use, and you can purchase second market products if you just have landlines or talk to your carriers to minimize. But, just don't engage. That's one way to minimize those calls for Miranda, certainly. And the thing to consider is if you have student loans and you either need to get them or you want to consolidate them, there are legitimate businesses. You want to seek those out on your own and check them out before you engage and do any kind of payments or agreements as it relates to those. Be sure there's no complaints or that they're legitimate.
And again, you can join us at 800-642-1234. Gift cards are, I got a gift card once, and it was for a restaurant. And so, actually, it was just a few months later, we went to that restaurant, and then I went to pay with a gift card, and they said, well, there's no money on this gift card. And I said, what do you mean? I got that as a gift. And they said, well, it's expired.
Yeah.
And I'm sitting there. I was so angry.
There's a few things to consider there. So that is, you waited some period of time, and there can be inactivity fees, or dormancy fees can be the name, and the card slowly depletes over time.
I think there was like $6 left on it.
and there's no rate. I mean, it just needs to be disclosed that these fees exist and how much they'll be, but no one says they can only be a dollar. You know, there's no regulation as it relates to what that amount is. So some can deplete incredibly fast, and others can just, you know, a dollar a year type situation. So use your gift card as soon as you get it or as soon as you possibly can. But when purchasing that gift card, be sure to get the activation receipt. That's where I thought you were going to go, is that it never activated and there was a problem in the purchase. So it just was a blank gift card. And the scam aspect or the theft aspect of the story that I kind of thought might come to is that if you purchase a gift card at like a kiosk that's unattended, always inspect the packaging. Be sure those protective stickers are there, that PIN number that you have to scratch off, that it's still there. Because it's so easy with the smartphones to take a picture of the number on the back, get that PIN number as well, and then the scam artists just sit and wait until you buy it, activate it. They go online, see it's activated, and drain it before you even give it. So be sure that, you know, that you inspect those gift cards before you give them.
And if you're giving a gift card, I went back to the person who gave me the card. It happened to be my brother, so I could easily go back and do that. And he had gotten it earlier, and so he had, you know, had held on to it for a time before he gave it to me on the occasion. And so there was time that had run off beforehand. So if you're purchasing gift cards to give to somebody else,
exactly. Don't wait. And then if you're buying one secondhand, you know, there's a whole secondhand market where they're swapping gift cards. You buy them for less value than they contain. But how old are those? Yeah. So just, you know, only spend what you're willing to lose.
Yeah. Randy in Greenfield, thank you for calling.
Hi. Just want to mention the most common sense thing to do when you get telephone calls that nobody ever says on scam shows. Okay, I just put the call on ignore if I don't know the number. If it doesn't leave a message in my box, you Google the number, you'll find all about the number. They'll give you the location, and you'll get all types of consumer comments telling, even if it started 3 days ago, you'll have half a dozen comments telling you exactly what's happening with that number, whether to answer it, not answer it. People will call it back. They'll say, you don't get an answer, blah, blah, blah. Just Google the number.
Randy's exactly right. That is one thing that you can do, and that's something that we do during our investigations of those phone numbers. The only potential hitch with that is all the spoofing that's happening. So the number that could appear on your caller ID could be the next door neighbor or a store down the block type situation and be a legitimate phone number, and it really isn't who called you, because they can misrepresent what's on your caller ID. Not legally, but they certainly have the technology and do that, and we've heard from plenty of callers in past shows they pick up the phone because they think it's their neighbor.
Thanks, Randy, for that point. Patricia and Madison, your turn. Hi, Patricia.
Hi, Larry. Good morning, Larry and guests. I'm one of those people who has availed the free services of the credit monitoring agencies over the years. And, of course, Equifax being one of them, and with their data being hacked, I think it was on your last show that your guests had said about having free credit freezes put on your account. So I did. I called Equifax, and then I got a letter a couple weeks later saying you owe $10 for the credit freeze. And I wrote a letter back to them, including an editorial from the Wall Street Journal, September 28th, from the interim CEO of Equifax, saying that they would be giving free credit freezes until the end of January. And I sent that article to them along with my letter, and I highlighted, you know, what this interim CEO had stated. So far I haven't heard anything.
Oh, well, smart of you, Patricia, but Michelle, what's going on there?
Right. So at the beginning, they weren't doing that, the dropping the fee. That came along in the stages of the data breach as information became available and they were changing different policies. So if she doesn't get any confirmation back that that amount has been dropped, file a complaint with us and we will contact Equifax on her behalf regarding that. Now, for a freeze to work, you really need to place it on all three of the major credit reporting agencies because it locks down your credit information from extensions of credit for an identity thief to use, and they can go to any one of the three when checking. And only Equifax was doing the free, the fee drop until the end of January as part of the breach. She would still need to pay with the other ones. The only time that it's free under Wisconsin law is if you're a victim of identity theft, and identity theft is the actual misuse of your information, not just that someone else acquired it through a data breach.
So, but she should still file a complaint with you.
She should, because Equifax should be free based on the way that they change the policy. So that letter, she shouldn't have had to pay that $10.
So she should call, what's the 800 number?
1-800-422-7128. Is how to reach us during business hours, or datcp.wi.gov to file online.
Can I ask another question? Is lock and unlock the same as freeze and unfreeze?
Yeah, they freeze and thaw is lock and unlock. You're locking down your credit, yes.
Okay, thank you very much.
Thanks very much for calling. Appreciate your call. Michelle Reinen, our guest today, Director of the Bureau of Consumer Protection within our Wisconsin Department of Agriculture, Trade and Consumer Protection. Well, there's always a lot of scams out there. One guy that never gets scammed is Chris Molina. He is the straight shooter who never gets scammed, and he's got a straight shot. Straight shooter, I guess I should say. Straight shooter comment for us about Wisconsin Public Radio, because we're straight shooters here. We're listener-supported Wisconsin Public Radio. And hey, right now is your chance to make sure we get a good start to 2018. You make WPR programs possible as we head into the new year when you pledge at WPR.org or by phoning 888-202-2552. And, hey, things have been going along pretty well here. I love talking with Michelle.
Yeah, and this is one of my favorite hours, and we hear this from a lot of listeners, too, because this is an hour and a half, really, that could potentially put money right back into your pocket. These scams, these consumer fraud things that are out there, these are getting more complex and more serious all the time, and it's really helpful to have this service that can sort of parse out what's real and what isn't. And, I mean, this is a program that our listeners have come to rely on, that I've come to rely on. Really, really, really important stuff that could even put money back in your pocket. And it's something that is really worth supporting.
So that money that went into your pocket, you could take it right back out of your pocket and give it to Wisconsin Public Radio. Take a few minutes, just in all seriousness, take a few minutes to make this program and the many programs that we air here possible. Choose a gift amount. I don't care what it is. Then make your pledge at WPR.org or at 888-202-2552.
And we do have that dollar-for-dollar match in effect right now, up to $4,500. We are making some progress. We've got some momentum towards hitting that, but we could use your pledge right now. This is because generous 9XM Leadership Circle members, including Dale and Winnie Hutchins of DePere, they're going to double every dollar that you give. They are putting up their own money in a way of encouraging you to support Wisconsin Public Radio. They valued Wisconsin Public Radio enough to put up their own money to encourage you. So they want to inspire you to listen and support WPR. Double the impact of your pledge right now with their help at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
And you know what? If you give $100, it turns into $200. $500 turns into $1,000. I tell you what, it's a great opportunity. And during this holiday season, man, give a little something extra because of that. Your donation makes the programs you love possible. And don't forget, you can ask for one of the food bank gifts when you give $10 or $20 a month.
And these gifts are going to provide meals to those facing hunger in your area. We're partnering with regional food banks to make this happen. So do two good things right now with your gift to Wisconsin Public Radio. You'll support the great programming that you enjoy all year long, and you'll help those facing hunger in your area with your pledge. And your pledge will be doubled at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
Hi, I'm Joy.
I'm Scott.
And we're from Madison.
We became sustaining members because we do listen to it every day. We really appreciate it. We thought this is something we want to make sure continues. We are now fixed incomers, but we enjoy this station. It's one of the highlights. I couldn't imagine living anywhere without a public radio station.
Consider becoming a sustainer with a regular monthly gift. Visit WPR.org to get started now.
Go to WPR.org or phone 888-202-2552. Make your pledge during our year-end membership drive. Larry Mueller here with Chris Molina. And your gift, 10 or 20 bucks a month, whatever amount you choose, that's the right amount. And because the single largest source of our funding is listeners like you, your gift is so important for these WPR programs that you enjoy.
Larry, here's a cool thing that I've noticed. I do a lot of the phone screening behind the scenes. What I've noticed with this show is everyone who gets on the air, they start their call with, "Hey, Larry. Hi, Larry." Larry, you are not just a talk show host. You are a friend. You are someone that people can relate to. You are someone that engages in just important and engaging conversations day in and day out. And these discussions are only possible with listener support. And you rely on these discussions, and that's why your gift during our year-end membership drive is so important.
So help us put a strong finish on 2017 so we can continue to talk about these issues in the months to come. Make your year-end gift at WPR.org or phone 888-202-2552. And we still have that dollar-for-dollar match in effect.
It's still going. We can get there. We have, we've got plenty of money still on the table in that dollar-for-dollar match, but we could only get to the top of that with your pledge, and with your pledge right now, and get it doubled. Do it. Make your pledge. $10 a month, $20 a month. You name the amount. The important part is that you give. The dollar value, less important. Important that you give. Do it right now at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
Thanks so much for joining us on the Ideas Network. Consumer protection issues, scams, holiday ways that people can take your money. Larry Mueller here with Michelle Reinen, Director of the Bureau of Consumer Protection within the Wisconsin Department of Agriculture, Trade, and Consumer Protection. Call in 800-642-1234. Jenny in Williams Bay up next with a question. Jenny, thank you for calling.
Hi, Larry. How are you?
Great. Appreciate the call. What's on your mind?
I'm calling for my mom. She keeps getting texts and phone calls from healthcare.gov. I think she was just shopping around, put her email in there, and decided to go somewhere else for healthcare, but they keep calling her and texting her, and she's wondering how to make that stop.
So if a legitimate telemarketer is contacting you and there's a person there, you should be able to say, "I want to be removed from your calling list." And then they should, within a period of time, a few days, remove you from that call list. She can ask to speak with management as well if that's non-responsive. And as it relates to emails, there's an unsubscribe button that you'd go to. But you have to be real careful if it's an email, to know that it's coming from a legitimate source, because if it's an illegitimate email, you don't want to click any of the links. But I know you're talking phone calls and text messages. So on the next phone call, because she signed up for it, she needs to tell them she now wants it to stop.
And if she's already done that and they won't stop, where do you go next?
Then contact us so we can help run interference. And you can do that at 1-800-422-7128.
Thank you so much.
All right. Thank you very much for calling. Again, you can join us at 800-642-1234. Wayne and Poinette, it's your turn. Thanks for calling, Wayne.
Yeah, I was wondering why legitimate calls that you get, through the UW prescription, why they block their numbers when you hear that, don't pick up on a number that you don't know.
Well, as it relates to the specific example you've given, what we've heard in the past and learned is, given some of the HIPAA regulations governing doctors and medical treatment, that the disclosures that are there in the privacy, that they block the information because they may not have authorization to share with others in the household or other parties. So that's one reason why we've heard that that's happened. Another reason why it could be happening is based on the type of call system that they may have. And there's so many different technologies out there now. So you could talk to your provider, and as you give authorization, you know, talk to them about their phone system. But if you give authorization, they should be able to then leave a message with you, because that's what we've heard too, is that there's no, it's just this generic message, and it's hard to interact. So give them permission to leave that message.
Okay. Yeah, I've mentioned it to them, and the people I deal with, they don't, of course, they don't know what's going on.
Yeah. So. But you could do it, let's say if it's UW, there's Unity Health, for example, there's each Unity, if you're a member of Unity, you can go online to My UW Unity, I think it is, or something like that, and you can do it online.
Yeah, it's some, you always have your accounts or My Charts or different places to do that. And sometimes when you just check in for your next appointment, when they're asking for information, those individuals, those staff at the front, often, you know, where you have to update that, will ask you, and they often have the forms that you can fill out to do authorizations.
Yeah, that's a good idea, too. Good luck, Wayne. Thanks a lot for calling. Appreciate it. Janine and Rhinelander, it's your turn. Hi, Janine.
Good morning. I have a question about ordering things with my credit card. Is it safer to order online and put my credit card number in there, or is it safer to call the company and give it to a sales representative?
Well, that can be a bit of a loaded question, I hate to say. So if you have a secure setup and system that you're using, your computer's up to date with its operating system, you've run your virus scan, you're on a secure internet connection with Wi-Fi, you're not at the local coffee shop using a public system, then you can have confidence about turning over the information, as long as when you get to the part where you have to turn over your personal information, your password, PINs, banking information, you're on a secure part of the site, meaning you're at an HTTPS in the URL. And then, you know,
you have to have that S in there.
The S is critical for the security. And then, you know, what are their privacy policies, all that. Because, and then we all often have learned to check out as a guest rather than as an account, because then the storage of the information is, could be different with the company. So checking out as a guest rather than logging in. But if you don't have a secure system and you're not in a secure place, then you need to go to a very confidential location to make that phone call, and you're handing it over to an individual that, again, you're trusting. So using your credit card, better than your debit card because of the protection. So using a credit card is a good thing.
All right. That helps.
Yeah. Thank you so much for calling. Appreciate it. You know, I saw slightly more than half. It's about 51% of Americans now say they prefer to shop online rather than stores. And it's like $100 billion this year in sales,
right,
projected.
And I had seen something after the whole cyber week, basically, not just Cyber Monday, that about a third of the sales were from a smart device. They weren't just from your standard computer. They were on your smartphone, too. So that just reminds you, it's not just your computer. When we say computer, we're talking about the things in your pocket, the things in your backpack, on your desktop at home, in your home office. It's all those computer devices. So the whole gamut.
Yeah. Are you familiar with these Grinch bots that are going on, just sort of as an aside here, that are crawling the web, snapping up the hottest toys of the season, and then reselling them at higher prices?
I've actually seen stories about that as well, that now buying the hot toy is $500 rather than $50 if you want one and don't want to wait for that delivery that are out there. So, yeah,
I'd be humbug. I'd be careful about that, too, if you actually did go ahead and do that.
Who are you buying it from?
Who are you buying it from?
Right. So one thing we see is with online shopping, the too good to be true social media posts. And are they connected to legitimate retailers or fly-by-nights that you may never get the gift, but you hand over your information? So you need to be real careful and do your vetting. And one way to do that is to... How long have they been there? You know, are they a pop-up site that has only been established for a week or two? Do they, when you look at the contact information under the website, is there contact information? But again, to get there, you're clicking links. So what's happening when you're doing that? You know, go to the website yourself by typing it in rather than using those links.
For sure. And, you know, these shipping charges, there are some shipping scams out there as well when you buy online, if I'm not mistaken.
There certainly are. And now that we're past Cyber Monday, the influx of these is going to be pretty big. And I said it earlier, more volume leads to more vulnerability as well. So these fake shipping scams are really an email that looks like it's from FedEx, UPS, whatever shipping method that you may have used, that says there's a problem with your delivery. So just hand this over. We want to confirm this information. And that can be a real problem because you're going to click that link because you're going to panic that your package isn't going to get here in time. And if you click that link, what malicious software, what malware is being loaded on your computer? If you're confirming information, what information are you handing over and how will these people use it? So use the actual confirmation information you receive immediately following purchase. Some e-commerce sites provide their own online tracking mechanism to use, but ignore these emails. Just delete them. Do not engage with that information.
Michelle Reinen, Director of the Bureau of Consumer Protection with our Wisconsin Department of Ag, Trade, and Consumer Protection, our guest today. She'll be with us through the news and on into the 12:30 time slot. And another guy who's going to be hanging around is Chris Molina. He seems to be here all the time. He's got a little halo over his head.
He can't get rid of me.
He looks so innocent, and he's so trusting, but he knows how to look out for scams. And there's one thing that's not a scam, and that's our fun drive, our Wisconsin Public Radio year-end membership drive. If you've been donating to WPR, or maybe you put it off, if you put it off, now's the time to take some action. And I'll tell you what, the way to do that is to make your contribution at WPR.org or by phoning 888-202-2552.
We've got some good news, Larry. We have that dollar-for-dollar match up to $4,500. We are just $250 short of hitting that goal. So if you want to get a pledge in right now, there is still time to get it doubled. But you got to do it right now, and you got to do it here during the Larry Mueller Show, a program that you enjoy every day. This hour has been super informative so far. The latest news on what scams are out there and how to avoid them. This is an hour that is worth your time and it is worth your support, and we're asking you to support it.
Take a few minutes right now to make this program and the many more programs possible. Just choose a gift that works for you and then just go ahead and make your pledge at WPR.org or by phoning 888-202-2552.
We'd like to just take a moment and thank 9XM Leadership Circle members, including Dale and Winnie Hutchins, who made this dollar-for-dollar match possible. Still time to get in on that. That means your pledge of $50 is going to turn into $100. Your pledge of $100 is going to turn into $200, and so on. So take advantage of this match, but you got to do it really soon by making your pledge at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
We've probably all had this happen. We spend money on something and then hardly ever use it.
I would say closets and closets full of clothes that I never wore.
I bought a pair of backcountry skis a few years ago that I have never used.
I bought an extremely cheap violin case that was so cheap that I threw it away within 10 minutes of opening it.
Unlike some investments, your donation to Wisconsin Public Radio is a good one. One you'll get value from every day. Make your gift to support the programs you count on right now. Here's how.
We do not scam you here at Wisconsin Public Radio. We talk about scams, but we're straight shooters. We try to be every day, day in, day out. Larry Mueller here with Chris Molina, and we're raising the money that keeps Wisconsin Public Radio on the air. And maybe your pledge is $10 or $100 a month would be great as well if you could afford that. But you know what? We appreciate and we count on every single gift.
The important part is that you make the gift. It doesn't matter so much how much you give. What matters is that you do make that gift. And we're asking you to do it right now because we still have some of the money for that dollar-for-dollar match in effect right now. So you can get your pledge doubled, but you need to do it within the next couple of minutes. Join Joan in Eagle River who says, Larry's shows are greatly appreciated. Consumer protection, tax consultants, wildlife, and so much more. You have information that improves our lives in Wisconsin. Joan, thank you so much for that comment. If Larry's show improves your life, if your day is improved because you heard something interesting, something informative, something that might save you money, like a consumer protection item on Wisconsin Public Radio, that's how you know it's time to donate. So make that pledge right now at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
I really don't want that dollar-for-dollar match to go away before we fill it up. And we've only got a minute or so to do it. So if you haven't contributed yet, what a wonderful time to do it and double your match, double your pledge. Renew your support maybe here at WPR right now with an ongoing monthly gift. You can do it that way. Just go to WPR.org or phone 888-202-2552.
The important part is that you make that pledge. Stand up and be counted. Pledge your support to listener-supported Wisconsin Public Radio. This is your radio station because you get great information, great conversations, and stuff that saves you money every day. Make that pledge of support right now at WPR.org or call 888-202-2552. And thank you for your support.
Thank you so much for your support. Thanks so much for joining us today on the Ideas Network. Larry Mueller here taking a look at consumer scams during this holiday season with Michelle Reinen. She directs the Bureau of Consumer Protection within the Wisconsin Department of Agriculture, Trade and Consumer Protection. Great to have her along. Give a call with your own question or experience to share at 800-642-1234. And Michelle, plenty more to talk about. There's a utility scam going on out there. Talk about that. I don't believe we've discussed that yet.
So now that the weather is turning cool and cold, for that matter, we are seeing an increase in telephone calls to consumers threatening to shut off their utilities because they have back payments and they need to take care of that, or they'll turn it off right away. And they use imposter look-alike, sound-alike names to the actual utility company, and sometimes the actual utility name that is in that community, they do change it up. And the way that they ask for that payment is right now, over the phone, we'll take care of it. You can just pay me by wiring the money, giving me your bank account information, or gift card. And those, all three of those are the things that we try and remind consumers, if any phone call involves that form of payment, you're not dealing with a legitimate business because they just don't take wired money. They don't operate by gift card payments in that fashion. So hang up with that if you're concerned about a disconnection, if it happens that you might be a day or two behind in payment. Call your utility using the phone number on your actual bill, using real contact information that you have, and straighten it out. But in Wisconsin, there's also, you know, you can't disconnect in winter. There are cutoff laws here. So don't fall for that scare tactic.
The season of college bowl games is with us, too, and the Badgers are going to be facing Miami in the Orange Bowl on December 30. What do fans need to keep in mind as they look for tickets and travel arrangements and all that?
Well, you want to be dealing with legitimate sources. So what we mean by that is who actually is responsible for the sale of those tickets, going to those actual ticket brokers, real travel agencies that exist with packages. There's a good secondhand market out there where someone may buy up a bunch of tickets and you can still get one for higher prices, but then there's the imposter, the imitation ticket that we've certainly seen, where you're not actually getting a ticket. There's no seat in the stadium that matches that ticket number. So we've seen different Super Bowl scandals like that in the past. So be sure that you are working with those that are connected with actual associations. The National Association of Ticket Brokers is one. So find out how they're associated with that before you purchase that ticket. Use your credit card rather than cash, money transfer, wiring, gift cards. Those are all going to be those clues and indicators there. And that credit card will also lend you protection should things not check out. If you're using kind of a go-between, a middleman to book all your travel arrangements, confirm with the actual hotel, the airline, that you have a reservation and a booking there, so you're not left stranded when you get there in that regards as well. And if you're going to pick up a ticket in person, go meet at a safe place. You know, check out that ticket again.
And you know what? Every one of those things you mentioned has happened to somebody from Wisconsin who in one of the bowl games over the years.
Exactly.
More than one person.
I mean, unfortunately, we learn sometimes by people's experiences that haven't been so positive, as opposed to just learning from other states, per se. I mean, we're fortunate in our pro and college teams, and we get to go to bowl games and playoff games. But with that can certainly come those scam artists and us having to just have that heightened purchase awareness.
There's a deadline approaching in consumer settlement with Western Union. Tell us about that case and what people need to do if they lost money to scammers using Western Union to transfer money.
So the Federal Trade Commission had a large settlement with Western Union for helping facilitate some of the wire transfers to these scam artists overseas, and their awareness in participation with that and that continued. And the loss, the settlement goes back to any wire transfer that led to a loss, a scam, January 1 of 2004 until January 19 of 2017 when that settlement happened. So if you lost money through a wire transfer scam during that period of time and you hadn't already filed a complaint with Wisconsin Consumer Protection, you can now go to the Federal Trade Commission, ftc.gov/WU for Western Union, and read the terms and file your information with them. Put in a claim, because that settlement makes available $586 million to pay back. Yeah,
that's
so
a lot
there,
of money.
And there were a lot of complaints and a lot of victims and a lot of money loss. We've turned over all our complaints as part of this whole settlement process that we received during that time period. And those consumers now have received letters from this third party. So the U.S. Department of Justice, who's handling the actual refund, went out and had to hire a company, Gilardi and Company, to handle all the claims. So you got a letter, and it says that you need to go give your Social Security number. You will have to fill out a form that involves that, because there's a payment through the federal government that's happening here. So know that that's part of it. What was fabulous is our hotline, when these letters went out, received phone calls from consumers wondering if it was a scam. So that was great that people are questioning that, but this is legitimate. But go through the ftc.gov/WU. If you have the claim form, you fill it out. You can fill it out there online or mail it in. But if you also hadn't filed a complaint, you can go file there. You'll need your receipt and information to validate the claim. But they say file the complaint or claim even if you don't have that information.
And let's say you got scammed out of $1,000. Might you get the $1,000 back?
It's potential, but it's likely going to be a percentage. They have to wait till they get all the claims to see how far the money will go first before we'll know exactly what you're going to get. But there is an opportunity for some nice paybacks here.
Dave in La Crosse, we'll go to you next. Dave, thank you for calling.
Hi, thank you. My phone saves a lot of numbers from scammers. The IRS wants me, or my pain-relieving back brace is ready, or whatever. And I just wondered if it would be useful to report those phone numbers to you, to your agency.
Yeah, actually, we do take reports of phone numbers that call up on caller ID, and we know some might not be the real number it's coming from, and some might be, but it helps us track. It helps us inform others to watch out for that phone number. You can go to our website, datcp.wi.gov, and fill out what's called our telecom, our no-call telemarketing fast-track form. And there you just have to report your telephone number that's on Do Not Call and the number that appeared. And if you actually picked up the call, a two-word, three-word description of what it was about. And that's it. You won't hear from us if you use the fast track, but we'll follow on everything. If you want to hear from us, use the long form, but there's a lot more questions there.
Do you have a way of phoning that in? My access is limited.
Yeah, you can call 1-800-422-7128, and they won't take all the phone number information necessarily over the phone, but they'll mail you out the hard copy form.
Okay, thank you very much.
Yeah, yep. Thanks very much for calling. You know, you mentioned deadlines on that Western Union consumer settlement, and we talked earlier about the data breach, but there is a deadline on that one, too, and I wanted to bring that back up.
Yeah, actually, that deadline is January 31st. So if you have not yet checked to see if you've been impacted by that data breach, you certainly can still go to their website, Equifax, to check that out. But the other thing that you can do is still take advantage of the free monitoring that they are offering. And that was whether or not you were impacted by the breach. You can sign up for 1 year of free monitoring. You can sign up for the free credit freeze that they'll make available. All of that being at Equifax.com. If you want to check, you can. They have a special site, EquifaxSecurity2017.com, but they link it through their website.
Okay.
So just going to Equifax.com, you can check if you're impacted by the breach. You can take advantage of the monitoring. You can take advantage of the security freeze. But January 31 is your day, so.
Yeah, so do it. You mentioned veterans early in the show, and I don't remember if we really covered this, but the AARP Fraud Watch Network said that veterans are twice as likely as non-veterans to fall victim to scammers. And maybe why is that, and what resources out there are there for veterans and their families to help protect against fraud?
So they are more targeted because part of it is the position that they're in. Some might be on active duty. Some are just here servicing. And so they have other services that are available to them. So more scams can be created around that. We've seen phone scams that they want to just validate the veteran information. So it sounds like it's coming from Veterans Administration. And it's really not. And they'll ask you to hand over personal information. They'll want to validate other information as it relates to benefits. We've seen copycats of the phone numbers that veterans need to call to see if they can get medical services outside of the VA. And so they just take a phone number on one off. You know, we've talked about that in the past, so that misdial. And when they answer the phone, you think you're calling there and they take your information and then they do harm to you that way. So the AARP did this survey and study, and it shows that 16% of veterans had lost money to scams during the past 5 years, compared to just 8% of non-veterans.
Oh.
And some of and these are the individuals out there protecting us as well. So, but 25% of veterans said that they received 10 or more suspicious phone calls per week. It's like seniors. They are a target market for these scam artists. So 78% said that they received scam pitches related specifically to that military service and gave those examples there. So we really just ask that if you have a family member that is in military service, is a veteran there, to talk about all the scams, remind them of all the warning signs that exist, the wiring money, paying by gift card, unsolicited phone calls, all the imposter websites that are out there, and text message imposters that are there, that they need to use their own legitimate information and to be talking about it, report it, so that way we can try and track down these individuals that are taking advantage.
And once again, where do people, to get a complaint form and to talk to somebody from Consumer Protection, where do they go?
Go to 1-800-422-7128. Or datcp.wi.gov. And I'll just put a reminder with the holidays. We have our senior guide, so it's a great stocking stuffer. No.
Yeah, well, actually, and they can get that at this by following either the number or by going online.
Right. It's our free publication that kind of goes over all the tips we've been talking about here today.
Michelle Reinen, Director of the Bureau of Consumer Protection within our Wisconsin Department of Agriculture, Trade, and Consumer Protection. She does a wonderful job, doesn't she? I know I've benefited several times, frankly, from the programs. I've learned an awful lot about the scams that are out there, and I hope you have too. And as we go into our year-end membership drive now, think about that, what you might have saved. Think about how you want to keep Wisconsin Public Radio strong going into 2018. And you know what? Chris Molina here to help me out on this. I want you to take some action right now. Michelle was talking about taking some action. Here's a great time for you to take some action with your gift at WPR.org or by phoning 888-202-2552. And Chris, we reached our goal last hour.
Speaking of taking action, Larry, we heard from 41 members in the last hour taking advantage of that dollar-for-dollar match that we had in effect. Thank you so much for all of those pledges. We do have a new goal now. We are looking to get 10 pledges in the next 10 minutes or so.
We are celebrating our first 100 years here at WPR, a great time to support the station you love. So I hope you will help us meet our goal and start the next 100 years strong with your centennial gift at WPR.org or by phoning 888-202-2552.
And Wisconsin Public Radio has been around for a long time because we are committed to quality. We have been committed to quality for 100 years. 2017 is our centennial year, and it's because listeners like you have made it possible. Listener donations make up the single largest piece of our budget, and the quality here at Wisconsin Public Radio, that's all you.
Your contribution makes the programs possible, and this one for sure, and so many others as well. You're part of the quality you hear every day on WPR when you donate. And to do that, just go to WPR.org or phone 888-202-2552.
It is the season of giving, and you can do two good things when you give to Wisconsin Public Radio right now. Your donation will support the programs that you rely on, and you can ask for one of the food bank gifts. There are options available at $10 or $20 a month.
I think that's one of the neatest things that we do here. And we hear from a lot of people, listeners, who have said, thanks for offering this special deal. I really appreciate it. These thank you gifts provide meals to those who are facing hunger in your area, and they go to your area through regional food banks. So no matter where you live, when you make your donation, you know that that $10 or $20 is going to come back to your region. It all starts with your gift at WPR.org or by phoning 888 888- 202-2552.
You know, Larry, it's the time of year where we start thinking about New Year's resolutions, what we can do to better ourselves in 2018. Here's a New Year's resolution you can take care of in just a few minutes, and it's one that you'll be glad to keep. You want to support your source for information, entertainment, and inspiration, so do it right now by making your year-end gift to Wisconsin Public Radio at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
Our budget is covered by many, many different sources. The single largest is from member support, including we have more than 800 members in our 9XM leadership circle, which is great, I think.
That's incredible. And these are members that support WPR with gifts of $100 a month or more. Maybe you'd like to play a larger part in your support to Wisconsin Public Radio. You can do it with your pledge of $100 a month by joining the 9XM leadership circle. Do it right now at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
We tune in to Wisconsin Public Radio for the shows we all know and love, and a lot goes into making a show.
My name is Joe Hartke, and I'm a technical director. A technical director is there to make sure a broadcast sounds nice, stimulating, and engaging. I know our listeners are incredibly smart when it comes to sound, so much so that when I've put the wrong bird in a piece, they will point out to me that that particular bird is native to Dublin, Ireland, and would not be heard in New Berlin, Wisconsin. Every piece I do, I feel like I could keep on tweaking for another week on something, but we have deadlines, so I have to stop.
Wisconsin Public Radio is a high-quality experience every time you tune in. And when you give, you're a big part of what makes it all happen.
Go to WPR.org or phone 888-202-2552 and make your donation in support of the programs you count on. Larry Mueller here with Chris Molina, raising the money that keeps us on the air. Whether your pledge is $10 a month, $100 a month, you know what? We appreciate and we count on every gift.
We sure do. And help pay for the programs that you depend on. We are looking for, well, we had that goal of 10 pledges. We've already heard from 9 listeners.
All right.
Great progress so far, but still plenty of time to get your pledge in. Why don't you join Ira and Marie from Oregon, who say, Larry Mueller keeps us out of trouble. Now, I got to tell you, I live just outside of Oregon. So Ira and Marie, if I see you at the grocery store, if I see you at Bill's, I'm going to hold you to that. I'm going to make sure that you're staying out of trouble. So join Ira and Marie and all the great listeners that we've heard so far in helping pay for programs that you rely on and that hopefully keep you out of trouble. Make that donation right now at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
And it's so, so easy. All we need is your name, your contact information, how much you want to pledge, and how you'd like to pay.
It's great, and it'll take just a few minutes of your time to make your gift to Wisconsin Public Radio. It's going to take 2 minutes, and then you're going to feel great all year long. Your support right now makes a difference. It makes the biggest difference at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
And you can make your pledge even easier for yourself when you become a sustainer. You just choose an amount that's right for you. Maybe it's 10 or 20 bucks a month. And you can have it charged from your bank account or even your credit card.
We're not going to send you renewal notices. Your support will be current all year long, and it will continue year after year until you tell us to increase the amount, decrease the amount, or stop altogether. Become a sustainer now. It's the best way to support Wisconsin Public Radio. It's efficient and powerful, and it starts with your pledge at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
And I've got another idea for how you can make your donation to Wisconsin Public Radio go even further. Just talk to your friends and family.
Put it on social media, you know, say hashtag WPR Centennial. Tell your friends how much you love Wisconsin Public Radio and let your friends and family know that listener support is the single largest source of our funding. It means that every pledge is important, and it means your friends, your family, it means you. Make that gift at WPR.org or 888-202-2552, and then let your friends know how good it feels when you support your public radio station.
This year-end membership drive is the last pledge drive of our centennial year. Your gift today at WPR.org or at 888-202-2552 ensures a bright future for the programs you rely on. We're going to have to go away at almost exactly 30 seconds here. So if you haven't contributed, now's the time to do it.
Get on it right now at WPR.org or 888-202-2552. Join so many great listeners who have supported during this past hour and a half of The Larry Mueller Show.
Michelle Reinen will be back in a month, and we'll talk with her again about consumer protection issues. Thank you so much if you've already contributed, but if you haven't yet, go right now to WPR.org or phone 888-202-2552 and stay with us on the Ideas Network.